This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Robert Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. You know how you know I'm wrong? Or you know how I know I'm wrong? And it's not often I'm just going to come right out of the gates with that. I mean, the show's just starting. First thing I'm going to say, I'm wrong. I'm definitely going to be wrong. I mean, I guess I should speak in the future tense. It's not the present tense. At this moment, I'm not yet wrong. I shall, in the near future, be wrong. That's what I'm saying. As of now, I'm neither right nor wrong. But it won't be very long before I'm wrong. And the reason I say that is because I like all the underdogs kind of this weekend. And, you know, if that were going to be right, a four-team money line parlay wouldn't, $5 wouldn't pay off like $400 or $300 or whatever it does if that were all to hit. I like all the underdogs. Maybe not necessarily all straight up. And here's where I have to go against my instinct, right? Like, I have this instinct, this feeling that all of the teams getting points this weekend, all the teams on the road this weekend can win their games outright. So if I have that feeling and think that way, yet they're all dogs in the game, yet they're all traveling. Well, what would prove me wrong in that case? I think there's two things that give me pause on my own thoughts. The first would be, we just saw a bunch of these teams, and we haven't seen a bunch of these teams for a while. So, you know, recency bias and all that. And I think that happens year after year after year in the NFL playoffs, because the opening round, some teams have byes, some teams are playing. So it's only natural that the team you just saw win a playoff game, you're going to feel pretty good about, maybe even better about, relative to the team you haven't seen play in a few weeks. Out of sight, out of mind. The Indianapolis Colts, for instance. How could you not feel good about them right now? They smacked the Texans last week. I was speaking of a game I was wrong about. They smacked the Texans last week. So you see that, another playoff team, they just manhandle, and you go, all right, well, that team, I wouldn't want to play them. Meanwhile, you haven't seen the Chiefs in a few weeks. So there's that. Another aspect of it is, some of the teams that are favored haven't really played for much in a while. I get it that they're playing for home field advantage, something along those lines, seeding, something along those lines. But I talk about it with football all the time. It's such an emotionally charged game. I mean, it's like an insane activity. It's not an activity that one can do at that high level without some level of motivation that goes beyond what it takes for you to wake up and go to work. They may have been, quote-unquote, playing for something, say the Rams or the Chiefs or the Saints, three teams who I don't think played particularly well going into the postseason. And I can sit here and tell you, well, the home field should mean everything, or the number one seed should mean everything. And it is important. It is significant. But it cannot just by nature cannot add up to the sense of urgency that comes from playing to just make it in or have your season over. The Eagles, how many weeks in a row have the Eagles been playing simply to make the playoffs, to extend their season? How many weeks in a row have the Colts been playing simply to make the playoffs, to extend their season? There is a different sense of urgency there that comes from playing for everything versus playing for something. And sure, the Chiefs and the Saints and the Rams were playing for something. But the Cowboys, the Eagles, the Colts, they were playing for everything. For weeks. Now, the Saints, the Rams, the Chiefs, I don't mention the Chargers and the Patriots because they're really in the same position. The Chargers, you know, actually have a better record. When you talk about those teams, they're now playing for everything again. Everybody's playing for everything this weekend. So that's another thing that gives me pause about leaning with the underdogs. The one thing that gives me pause, the first thing that gives me pause about it is I just saw them and I didn't see the other teams. The other thing, second thing that gives me pause about it is that they were playing for something for a while now. The better teams, at least over the course of the regular season, the long regular season, we're not really playing for too much, at least not to the same gravity degree. And third, they didn't have to play an extra game of football, all the teams that are at home this week. They were chilling. And that's another aspect that I think sometimes we all, fans in particular, just gloss over. Do you know how difficult it is to recover from a football game? How grueling it is on your body to play just one? So, the Colts, the Cowboys, Chargers, the Eagles all played a football game last week. So they were sore on Monday. They were sore and recovering on Tuesday. On Wednesday, that clock really started turning. They got to get themselves ready to play Saturday or Sunday. Saints, Patriots, Rams, Chiefs, chilling. Chilling. So those are the reasons that I'm likely wrong, that my instinct is likely wrong. Not to mention, you know, if they're sitting there with a bye, they had the better records for the most part. But here's the reasons I feel the way I do. So I just told you why I'm going to be wrong. Here's why I had the feeling in the first place. Indianapolis looked damn good to me last week. I'll be honest with you, I don't know if I've seen them play from top to bottom a whole game. Because, you know, with the red zone now and the like, unless you're catching a team in primetime, you wind up catching parts. You get snapped. It's not that I hadn't seen the Colts play all year. I'd seen the Colts play. But I don't know if I'd seen the Colts play from opening snap to the clock running out. Just focused on them. And I was impressed by Indianapolis. Their defense keeps everything in front of them. They'll give you like 8 yards, but they won't let you blow the top off. Their offense, they have a line. They have an offensive line. They're physical, right? I mean, that's against the Colts brand, especially to have an offensive line. And Andrew Luck looks fresh. I think it's going to help his overall career that he had so much time off trying to get right with his shoulder. I mean, again, when I'm just talking about not playing football, it was like a year and a half he didn't play. He's fresh, now has a line protecting him. I was really impressed by the Colts. I mean, that watching the Colts play that game, that looked like a Super Bowl caliber team to me last week. So that's a reason I would pick them, especially given, you know, I love watching Kansas City play. That's my favorite team to watch play. Patrick Mahomes, I'm with everybody else, awesome to watch him play. But how many teams tore the Chiefs up, their defense up? We don't think the Colts can score with them? The Cowboys. You know, since Amari Cooper got there, that's a different team. Seems like a team built to play in the playoffs, doesn't it? They're good defensively. They can run the ball. Dak Prescott is good enough to, you know, Dak's not ever going to be the guy who's leading the MVP race or, you know, throwing 40 touchdowns or whatnot. But he has something about him where he's solid, and then he's able to scramble and pick up a big first down. He's a gamer. And the Rams, do you trust Jared Goff right now going into the postseason? I mean, I know there's a lot of talk about Sean McVay, especially as all these coaches are getting hired and they're, you know, all have the same haircut and they all look just like Sean McVay and all that. But I trust Sean McVay a lot more than I trust Jared Goff, and Sean McVay ain't throwing the ball in the game. So there's that. New England and the Chargers, that's a weird one. That's a tough one because by all accounts, the Chargers are just better than the Patriots, really, across the board. But it's still the Patriots at home. Can you pick against the Patriots at home off a bye? Can you really do that? And I don't know if I trust Phillip Rivers. But, I mean, on paper, the Chargers are probably, you know, from first man to last man, a better team. And then, do you even have to talk about the Eagles? And I don't know how in the heck anybody can watch that team play with Nick Foles last year and now this year and think they're not a threat. I mean, at some point, it's just real, right? At some point, it's just, that's what it is. It's real. I'll talk about Nick Foles maybe a little bit later because he's just good. You know, I looked at his statistics this week and just removed that Rams season. Everybody likes to point to that as the reason what he's doing is a fluke. Maybe that was the fluke. Maybe that was the anomaly. Because you take that season out, his numbers are actually like lights out across the course of his career. And if I'm the Eagles, there's no way I'd be going back to Carson Wentz. Not next week, not next year. If we're up to me. So what do you think? The idea that all of the underdogs are legitimate threats this weekend. All of them. 855-212-4227. Is there a particular team you like that just jumps out to you? Team you're sure is going to win. Team you're sure is going to lose. And is it right to think that the underdogs all have a chance to advance? And, you know, this is one of the crazy things that I look at this slate again. I could see any combination of all these teams in the Super Bowl, to be honest. 855-212-4227 at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
Word. By the way, as we're talking about the NFL playoffs, the one team that's sort of there every time, I mean, it's the Patriots. You do have to, whether you love them or hate them, you have to give them credit. I'll go that. I'm not a Patriots fan by any means, but you got to give them credit. And they're only two wins away from heading to the Super Bowl. Who will it be? Perennial contenders, the New England Patriots, led by the legendary Tom Brady, or will Phillip Rivers and the Los Angeles Chargers punch their ticket to the AFC Championship game? The action kicks off with the NFL today, powered by Ram Trucks at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific on CBS, home of Super Bowl 53. I mean, that's the game that's a tough one for me to wrestle with because everything about it says Chargers except for who the Patriots are. And I don't know if, you know, I've been doing a lot of betting this year. I don't know if I can bet against New England at home. And I don't know if I feel comfortable betting against New England at home with Phillip Rivers quarterbacking the other team in that postseason game. But there's a compelling reason to think it's the Chargers. Just like there's a compelling reason to think it's the Eagles or the Cowboys or the Colts or any of the underdogs this weekend. What do you think? 855-212-4227, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, brought to you by Geico. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. How about Jimbo in Las Vegas? Jimbo, you're up first here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Robin, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Number one, I would not bet against the Patriots. I think they're 8-0 at home this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I think I might not touch that game.
Number two, Bob Golic, years ago, I worked in Long Beach with a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
He could not walk up the stairs to his bedroom in his home for a whole season and slept on his couch. That's how sore he was.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, people, football.
So you know.
Yeah, it's a. I trust me. I think fans a lot of times underestimated it. And, you know, we'll get callers that I always joke about when they call and say, these guys get paid millions to play a game. I'm like, yeah, I mean, technically it's a game, but NFL football ain't no game. That ain't no game.
Could not. In his two-story home in El Segundo, I worked in Marina Del Rey, and he even told me when we were doing a promotion, he goes, I cannot. I go, how do they get you ready for Sunday? He goes, you don't want to know. Number three, my dad went to St. Bonaventure in 1952. His two best friends were Bill Belichick's father and Ted Marchibroda. You're not beating these guys unless you really go and beat them. And don't be fooled. You know, nobody wins every game. Krzyzewski doesn't win every game. Belichick doesn't win every game. But if you're going to beat them at home, you better be ready. I mean that sincerely. And if you look at the records between the Chargers and what they have not won and what the Patriots have won, plus the two rings Belichick has from the Giants, I would not want to have to play that game.
I'm with you. I'm with you. In New England, the thing about them is that they never beat themselves. That's really the key, I think, to a lot of it is, they never get penalized. They don't turn the ball over, you know? So they win those annoying games where it doesn't even feel like they played that great, but because they didn't screw up, they're right there. How about Chris in Richmond? Chris, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, Robin.
What's up, Chris?
Not much. I totally agree with you with the Colts. I mean, obviously Indianapolis is not a big television market, so it's hard to watch unless you got, like, NFL Sunday Ticket or something, and I completely watched that game last week. And man, they are the most balanced team. You know, they have an all-pro rookie guard that's going to be a generational lineman protecting Andrew Luck. Now they completely revamped that team. They have a tight end named Mo Alie-Cox, played at VCU. I'm in Richmond. He's never played football in college, but you know what? He's playing tight end for the Indianapolis Colts. That scheme they got going on with T.Y. Hilton. And their running back, Mack, out of UCF, who's out of three of the last four games, has gotten over 100 yards. Well, guess what? KC does not have a run defense. They're, like, ranked third from last in run defense. And guess what? In Kansas City this week, they're calling for a lot of snow. KC can't run the ball. You know, Mahomes is going to have a lot of problems. And that defense is very nice. You know, they're the most balanced team. And, you know, that's like the turnaround story of the year.
Yeah, I don't think Mahomes is going to have that. You know, I don't think it's Mahomes. I mean, in fact, the things that would make me point the Chiefs way are Mahomes and Andy Reid with extra time, right? What's Andy Reid's bye week record? It's something ridiculous at this point. But everything else, I kind of favor Indianapolis on.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting game. It's going to be real fun. I love it because it's good. The weather's going to be, you know, it's going to be a snowy game. I love that. You know, it's just playoff ball. That's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, look, all the games on paper, every one of them is interesting. And I got to give the NFL credit for that. You know, I've been critical of the NFL for a lot of things, but I can't sit here with a straight face and tell you that these aren't compelling games. The product is compelling going into this weekend. And this is I know it's cliche to say, but you have to think this is the best weekend because you got... There's not too. It's like the perfect number of games, right? Not too many. You don't want to sit there back to back to back to back to back. You got other things to do in your life, but you can watch two games back to back. You can do that. You can figure that out, honey. I'm sorry. You know, I got to do it for work. What do you want me? What do you want from me? It's the job. I got to do it for work. I got to tell you, I'm not even sure sometimes I really want to, but I got to do it for work. And you've got teams that belong, right? Because you get rid of any of the teams that don't belong. They're already gone. All the teams that belong, just the right amount of games. 855-212-4227. Are you with me that the underdogs, all of them, there's a compelling case as to why they just win the game outright. Forget cover the spread. Beat the spread. There's a case for Indianapolis. There's a case for Dallas. There's a case for, it takes every part of my being, every inch of it, not to say San Diego. There's a case for the Chargers, and there's a case for the Eagles. I don't know how many. Peter, you make that mistake still?
Yeah. Sometimes I still call the Colts Baltimore.
But that one, I don't know about that. I can't really gloss over that one. You do that one, I'm going to be like, what? You just call them the Baltimore Colts. But San Diego Chargers, I don't know. It's recent. And it doesn't feel like L.A. It doesn't feel right saying L.A. before a football team.
No, I mean, they're just kind of like, I don't know, just drop the front of it and just call them the Chargers, you know?
Yeah, just.
And there's this discussion now that if they beat the Patriots and host the AFC Championship game, the NFL wants to move the game from StubHub Center to the L.A. Coliseum, and there's some talk about it. My feeling, move the game to San Diego. Let San Diego have the AFC Championship
One
game.
Last hurrah.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
I mean, I disagree. I agree and I disagree. I mean, I'm not just another pretty face. Like, I agree with the expression, but, you know, I got no issues with my face. I don't get upset when I look in the mirror. I'm on camera Monday through Friday. I don't know what this guy's talking about. 855-212-4227. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's RobinLundberg. Which of the underdogs this weekend, or no, let me not ask it that way because that's not the way I'm asking it. Are you with me that there's a compelling case to be made that all of the underdogs have a chance to just win the games outright this weekend? How about Kendrick in Shreveport, Louisiana? You're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, thank you.
What's good, Kendrick? How are you, man?
I'm good, man. Just got off work, and I want to say I'm the biggest Saints fan there is.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're scared, aren't you?
I'm going to be realistic.
Yeah.
Anybody can win it. This is probably the first year in so long that you can't really tell who's going to be in the Super Bowl.
What did you think of Sean Payton doing that whole Super Bowl trophy money thing? Like, that was...
Man.
If I were on the team, I wouldn't have loved that. Like, that's like... you want some candy if you do your job? Like, I kind of know what I would think I know what I'm in for. I don't know. What did you think of that?
I think that's the motivation down here in Louisiana because growing up, that's what they did to motivate us for the playoffs, you know, in high school football.
They put money in their locker room?
Well, not money, but like pizza, candy, you know. We can have this party. We can, you know, achieve this, you know.
I don't know. But you're scared of the Eagles a little bit. You got to be, right?
Yeah, we gotta be. Nick Foles, you know, he's a great quarterback.
I mean, that's the thing about it. I was talking to earlier. Like, there's always this idea that the Eagles just function better with him, and he works better in conjunction with Doug Peterson. And I agree with those things. But are we sure he's just not good? I mean, where's the statistics? I'll tell you exactly what they are right now. We'll do this topic a little bit more in full later. But I just want to hammer home that the stats for 1 second. If you remove his year in St. Louis, Nick Foles is 22-11 as a starter, 4-1 in the playoffs, 61 touchdowns to 23 interceptions, 10 TDs and 3 interceptions in the playoffs. He makes quick decisions. He knows how to handle the rush. He's big. Like, I just don't know. He makes good decisions at the line of scrimmage as well. Philly special and all that. I think he might just be good. Greg in Wisconsin. Greg, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Yeah, good morning, Robin.
What's good, Greg? How are you, man?
Okay. I just brought up the idea that Nick Foles, his quarterback rating was 77, I think, during that Bears game. And if he could push that up to where his average is, I think it's 98 or 96. And if they could keep Drew Brees down in the 90s, I don't see the Eagles keeping the Saints with one touchdown like they did the Bears. I don't see that happening. So Nick Foles has to have a better game. And he's due. He's due for a better game.
Well, I mean, I think he played a pretty good game, Greg. I think they were playing the best defense in the league. I mean, that's part of what happens when you play the best defense of the league. I thought he was, you know, other than the interception in the end zone, I thought he was pretty solid.
Yeah, you're right. And you're right about the underdog factor, too.
I mean, and I don't mean the underdog factor in the sense of, like, nobody believes in us underdog factor. I just mean these teams are all good. They're all playing well, right? They're all maybe it's part of it is they just, like, found their stride. And it wasn't – you didn't have the Titans from last year in the playoffs, right? It's not one of those teams. I mean, do you look at the Eagles and the way they're playing? Do you look at the Chargers, the way they played all year? Do you look at the way the Cowboys are playing since they got Amari Cooper, or the way the Colts have been playing the last, what, 5-6 weeks, and think any of those teams are lucky to be there? No. They belong. Do you think all the underdogs have a chance to win this week? And 855-212-4227, is there one team you feel most strongly is going to win or most strongly is going to lose? 855-212-4227. How about Steve in Green Bay? Steve, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Robin.
What's up, Steve?
I got Chargers and the Saints in the Super Bowl. I've been saying it since before the playoffs even started. I think Philip Rivers is having a banner year. They're road warriors. And as far as going into New England, this is going to be the year. I just feel it. I just got a gut feeling. They're going to go in there and take them down. And I personally think it's going to be the Saints. They win it all.
So, but you're not, I mean,
in a matchup. And it's going to be a great storyline because of the fact that Chargers let go of
Breeze
because of his torn rotator cuff, waved him, and now he went on to be who he is.
I mean, Philip Rivers is a question for me still. I mean, obviously, he's a great quarterback over the course of his career, likely Hall of Famer, I would imagine. But the playoffs are a little different, and he's one of those guys where I'm not sure if I trust him in those spots. I'm not sure. I mean, he hasn't exactly thrived in those situations, and he like throws these hissy fits that aren't the kind of thing I would want to see from the best player on my team and the guy who I'm imagining hoisting the trophy above his head. And maybe that's just him being competitive. Maybe the team around him has not been strong enough over the years, and it's one of those situations where you kind of blame the quarterback because he's the guy and he's the name, you know, but really it's everything else but the quarterback. But he's got to prove it to me. So I can't, he's the thing holding me back from going all in on the Chargers, to be honest, is the quarterback. I know that's sort of counterintuitive because a lot of people know of the Chargers and their success this year through the prism of Philip Rivers being in the MVP conversation and all that. But I believe in that team top to bottom more than I believe in Philip Rivers until proven otherwise. How about Roosevelt in Columbia, South Carolina? You're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Yes. If you look at Chicago was the best team out there this year, because if you look at the whole situation, you look at all teams that win the Super Bowl, it comes from defense. And their defense was the best. They just got a bad blow. You know, I don't know what happened, but they got a bad blow. But I think they're the best team. And I'm a New England fan, and I think we'll find a way to get to the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, I can't really argue against you too strongly. It's not as if if you're asking me before the season every year who's my Super Bowl pick, one of them is always New England. that's the smart pick, right? If you're given a preseason pick, why would you not pick New England before the season? you know, they're...
Yeah, but like I said, we're struggling on the offense side of the ball, and I think, you know, but...
Oh, they don't look like the same team. I mean, like, Gronk looks washed up. Brady looks like he might be on the decline. There's a lot of reasons to pick against New England. But then again, they are the Patriots. They are at home. They are off of a bye, and I'm not comfortable until I've seen it go away. Just like, you know, it's the opposite of Phillip Rivers, right? I need Phillip Rivers to prove it to me before I believe it. Same thing. I need to be proven that the Patriots actually are not the Patriots anymore before I'm just going to be declaring it. I don't need to be the guy who's first on that one. You know? There's stuff I've been first on before. I don't need to be first on the downfall of New England. It's like, you know, you don't need to be first on the downfall of New England or LeBron James or the San Antonio Spurs or, you know, one of these things that has gone on forever. You know, Alabama football not bouncing back from a loss, whatever. You don't need to be the first guy on any of that stuff. David in Dallas, Texas. David, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Morning.
What's up, David?
Hey, man, I just want to first off say that Dallas is America's team.
Okay.
Hands down. If you look at the TV ratings, it don't matter who they play. They could play the crappiest team in the league, and they still got the highest TV ratings.
I will tell. I will concede this. The Dallas Cowboys are very popular. Is that a fair? I don't know if I need to call them America's team, but I will say that they're very popular.
I got you.
Okay.
The other thing I want to say is I'm worried about the Rams, and I'm worried about Dak Prescott holding the ball too long with Aaron Donald coming in on him. And, you know, I mean, I'm a huge Dallas homer, but I don't know if they're going to be able to take this game or not. And, you know, I want them to more than anything, but Rams scoring 38 points at home, I don't see Dak putting up more than 38 points.
So you're picking the Rams?
Yeah, I have to, I guess. I don't see Dallas putting up more than 24 points.
Here's what I would ask you. Do you think the Rams are going to put that many points up on your defense?
Because
it's not like the Rams, I mean, I know we all saw that Kansas City Rams game, the Chiefs Rams game, but have the Rams been that team since that game?
I mean, they really haven't been.
They scored 30 against Detroit, but after that, they lost 15-6 to Chicago. They lost 30-23 to Philadelphia. They beat the Cardinals 31-9, and then they lit up the 49ers. But I don't know if they've actually been that team since that win.
Yeah, Dallas' defense does good against the high-scoring offenses like the Saints. So, I don't know, man. I'm just nervous. I want to believe, but every time I believe, they fail me, man.
I don't think look, of course you're nervous. I would be nervous if I were one of the, you know, I don't have a team, full disclosure. I've really never had a team. I know people make me think that makes me a weirdo or whatever. My team is whatever team I bet on right now. That's my team. But if I had a team, if any of the teams playing this weekend was my team, I would be nervous. And I know you would say, well, duh, you're nervous before any playoff game. I mean, like, extra nervous, because I think every single one of these games, to me, can go either way. It's not like you're nervous in the sense of anything can happen nervous, where you really feel good about your team's chances. I mean, wasn't I just talking about the Titans? Didn't the Patriots play the Titans last year? Yeah. So, if you were a Patriots fan last year, and you knew you had the Titans in that game, you weren't really nervous, right? You were just like, anything can happen nervous, like 5% nervous. But you weren't actually nervous. You got to be actually nervous about the Chargers. That's a whole different story. Chance in Dallas. Chance, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on, Chance?
I was going to give my predictions for all the games real quick. I'm a Cowboy fan, of course. I've got the Chiefs in a close game. I think because of the weather is going to play a big factor. It'll be lower scoring. I would take the under. I've got the Patriots actually by at least a touchdown. I think the Saints are going to kill the Eagles by at least two touchdowns.
Wow. How do you feel so comfortable the Saints killing the Eagles by at least two touchdowns the way Philly's been playing?
They've killed them once this year. I know that was without Foles. That was with Carson Wentz, I think. But
yeah, it was.
The Saints in the Dome are a different beast. I'm glad the Eagles helped us out last week. It was hard to root for them, but I've got the Cowboys beating the Rams 24-20, and I'm really not even that nervous about it.
Really? You like
I think Gurley's a little banged up. I think one good hit from Jalen Smith, he might be done for the game. I don't trust Jared Goff yet.
But yeah, I'm with you there.
I just think our defense is legit. I was confident. I picked us to beat the Saints, and all my friends told me I was nuts.
The Cowboys to beat the Saints as well. I was with you on that game.
Held them to 10 points. So, I mean, it's our defense. The only thing that worries me is Aaron Donald going against Connor Williams or Suofilo. That's going to be a mismatch because he usually lines up against left guard, and our left guard is our weak spot. I wish we could put Zach Martin over there to play left guard for this game and block Aaron Donald. I think we're going to run the ball down their throat, too. I don't think they can stop Zeke. They give up 5 yards a carry.
I think you're sound in your analysis. It doesn't sound like a fan who's just going, we're the Cowboys, so we can do it. Woo! You know, you have reasons for why you think they can do it. Whiplash Forever tweets in, it's got to be the Saints. They haven't lost a home playoff game since 93. The Patriots are just below them because of Belichick and Brady and what they've done over the past two decades. That's a team that you definitely feel pretty good about. New England, how can you not? Like I said, how can you not feel good about what they've done year in and year out? That's the team I just can't feel good betting against them. I'm gonna, in good conscience, take some of my money and go, you know what? I'm going to go against the Patriots at home off a bye week. I don't know about that. I don't care who they're playing. Right? That is just, I'm not saying they won't lose. I'm not saying they won't. But I'm not betting on that. I think I'm going to leave that game alone. I'm really contemplating putting more money on the Colts and the Cowboys today than I already have on both of those teams. And that last caller, and the more I've thought about that Cowboys game, that one's really starting to stand out to me a little bit, that Dallas game. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227, at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's RobinLundberg. Get some more of your calls on whether you believe all the underdogs have a real chance to win. Which team do you feel the most confident is going to win? Which team do you feel the most confident is going to lose? 855-212-4227. It is the Robin Lundberg Show. And of course, as you're listening to it, it is here on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.